Come From Away, a novel of the Second World War, written by Genevieve Graham and read by Michelle Ferguson.
For Duane. A note to the listener. During the Second World War, U-boats, Unterseeboot, or undersea boat, were called the greatest threat to Allied victory, and it was common knowledge that wolf packs of U-boats patrolled the many nooks and crannies along Canada's east coast. In May 1942, U-213 navigated the Great Fundy Tide and quietly delivered Lieutenant A. Langbein, a German spy, to a tiny inlet in New Brunswick. The same month, U-553 surfaced in the St. John Harbor and spied for 5 days, sending wireless transmissions to Germany every night without anyone taking notice. Between 1942 and 1944, 15 U-boats infiltrated Canadian waters, sinking 23 ships. This became known as the Battle of the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Along the eastern shore of Nova Scotia, legends persist about U-boats skulking in our deep harbors, and one tale in particular offers an interesting twist. The locals tell an unlikely, but ostensibly true, story about a dance in late 1942 that was attended by a few unexpected guests. Evidently craving social interaction outside their own crew, a half dozen or so German sailors left their U-boat one chilly evening and took advantage of the opportunity to temporarily forget about the war and enjoy a night of entertainment instead. How could their commander have allowed this unorthodox lapse of discipline? We don't know. What conversations might the sailors and the locals have had in that dimly lit community hall? Did anyone risk a dance with the visitors? Again, we'll never know. But we can imagine the possibilities. Prologue, September 1939. The bittersweet truth these days was that there was a lot less laundry to hang. Standing on tiptoe, Grace clipped her father's blue-checked shirt to the line, then reached for the next. The wind saw her working and rushed in to help, turning the shirts to balloons and flapping the sleeves so they seemed to wave towards the sea, and she paused from her work to appreciate the moment. Sunlight sparkled off the water like diamonds, and a fishing boat drifted by. Grace had seen all kinds of boats in her 21 years living on Baker's Point. She'd watched the small inshore fishing boats leave before sunrise and return in the dark of night, and she'd been aboard dories, schooners, rowboats, and canoes. Most were simple crafts past their primes, badly in need of painting and patching, but others were more impressive. These days, all of them were overshadowed by the distant silhouettes of destroyers patrolling the shoreline. Those were quite a sight, and one Grace could not bear to watch. Once upon a time, her parents had sailed from Halifax all the way here to East Jador on a small white schooner with 3 young orphaned boys they'd rescued from the shattered debris of the Halifax explosion. A few months later, Grace had come along and become their sister. As a family, they'd built the fish plant, which supported not only them, but the fishermen along the shore. Things sure had changed since then. Grace picked up another shirt, pinned it roughly to the line, and reached for the next. Her brothers were all grown up now, riding ugly metal ships somewhere, taking separate paths to a faraway war, while she stayed home to gut fish and babysit. Harry was with the Merchant Marine, transporting supplies for the Allies. Blinded in one eye by the Halifax explosion 20 years before, he hadn't been able to join the Royal Canadian Navy like his twin brother.